Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hockey is back, and if those first two games are any indication, this is going to be a very fun year of Blackhawks hockey. Hey everyone, Jack Heinrich here. You sometimes hear me on Blackhawks Live with Joe Brand. I'm the producer for that show. I'm also the Blackhawks Stadium reporter for WGN, in the locker room getting sound after games, after home games, and I produce the games at the station, so around the team a lot. And I'll be hopping around here every now and then to share what I see going on, what I hear in the locker room, share my thoughts. Thankful to Joe for giving me this space to share what I'm thinking. And if those first two games on the road on the East Coast for the Hawks, like I said at the beginning, this could be a very fun year, and they showed what they can be this season. A competitive team, they'll be tough in and out every night, and they're not going to be a pushover or anything like that, or team's going to be coming into the UC or see them coming into their building thinking that this is going to be an easy game for them. Luke Richardson had them playing tough last year, and it looks like they're carrying over, at least in the first two games. Maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but so far we have six preseason games and two regular season games, and in the preseason, the Hawks went to three overtimes, even though it could be hard to see what is really going on in the preseason, depending on the rosters each team puts out, but the Hawks are looking competitive here in year two of a rebuild, and that's something the Hawks fans should certainly be excited about. I'm not saying that they're all of a sudden going to be a Stanley Cup contender or if they're even going to make the playoffs, but this year, unlike last year, you can start to see some of those building blocks and future pieces on this team that could be on the good cup contending teams in a couple of years. And part of that reason, I think, that the Hawks are very competitive. I mean, you look at them last year, Kyle Davidson stripped down this roster. We had to say goodbye to Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, even new guys that came in free agents that fans really liked, like Max Domi and Sam Lafferty. They were not here for that long, but a lot of fans liked them and liked what they brought to the table. And they had to say goodbye to those, a big trade deadline for the Hawks, getting back, stocking up on picks. But this team was still competitive last year, and I think a big reason for that is Luke Richardson. I mentioned that a little bit with Joe on the last Blackhawks Live, that I think Luke Richardson's a big reason why this Hawks team has been so competitive, even if their roster isn't up to the standards of some of the other contenders that they're playing. I mean, last year, they beat Boston at home. They were in a lot of games against a lot of good teams. Now, they were bad enough to be in position to get the number one pick, and they were able to land it and get Connor Bedard. And don't worry, we will get into Connor Bedard in a few minutes. But I think Luke Richardson had this team playing competitive last year, and that was with a roster that shouldn't have been competitive. It was a roster made to be one of the worst teams in the NHL. And Luke moved that roster up, and they finished around third to last in the NHL last year. Still had top three odds to get the number one pick, and they were able to land it. And on that ESPN broadcast on Tuesday, on the opener against Pittsburgh, they said the Hawks had 8 multi-goal comebacks last year, tied for second, I believe, in the NHL last year. And guess what? In game one, the Hawks get a multi-goal comeback, going down 2-0 to the Pittsburgh Penguins in their own building. And the Hawks rip off 4 straight unanswered and get the 4-2 win. Just a really fun game for the Hawks and the Hawks fans, and a very highly televised national TV, big audience. They said one of the biggest crowds that they've ever seen, excluding Winter Classics on a hockey regular season game. So really good for the Hawks and really good for the sport of hockey. But Luke Richardson has this team fighting, has quickly instilled fight and hard work into this team. And it's carried over to this year, and they've got more talent this year, adding in Connor Bedard. Obviously, Lucas Reichel is going to have a full year up at the NHL level, and he's looked good in camp. He hasn't done much in the first two games, but he looks a lot more confident out there on the ice, and he's someone to be excited about as well. Centering the second line, he's gained a lot of weight in the offseason, has more confidence this year out on the ice, bigger body, and now he's going to be centering that second line at least to start this season with Bedard centering the top line and then Reichel on the second line. So those two are going to be big building blocks going into the future. And then you look on the defensive side, Kevin Korchinski, Alex Vlasic, and Wyatt Kaiser, three rookies breaking camp with the team and making the opening night roster. And they've each been paired with a veteran on the defensive side with Seth Jones, Connor Murphy, and Jared Tenorti. So the Hawks got these young guys up and they're building. Luke Richardson's letting them play, and I think he's had a big part of why they've been so competitive, that they've done a good job mixing in some veterans and some young guys, and they've instilled that fight, and they've gotten some really good veterans. And that's another reason why this team, I think, will be very competitive, and it's going to be very big for these young guys' development that I mentioned earlier, having some guys that have played in the NHL for a while. They know what the grind is like, and they know in it, bringing it day in and day out on the ice. Guys like Corey Perry, who Blackhawks fans did not like very much, but he quickly won them over by standing up for Martin Mysiak in that first preseason game. Mysiak gets a big hit. Immediately, Corey Perry drops the gloves and defends his teammate, had the whole United Center up on its feet. So that's how you win the Hawks fans over. And then Nick Foligno's been just awesome from being in the locker room and listening to him talk. He's a great guy to talk to, has great insights, just super honest, and he's a guy that just gets it. He knows his role. He's going to be on that third, fourth line, and he knows he's there for leadership and toughness and bringing in what it means to be an NHL player. And he's already having dinner with Connor Bedard at his house. Isaac Phillips, who was sent down to Rockford but should be up on the defensive side, he's been over to Nick Foligno's house. So he's been a huge piece. Him and Corey Perry, Jason Dickinson, Tyler Johnson, and a couple guys that have been here from last year. Just guys that know what it takes to play in the NHL and rubbing off on young guys. So that's been big, and you've already seen that line of Corey Perry and Jason Dickinson and Nick Foligno scored the go-ahead goal on Tuesday and put the Hawks in front. And they're just a hard-working line. That line is a bruising line at that third line, tough line, veteran line that the Hawks can use going forward. But these young guys appreciate it too. Yesterday, Cole Gutman got boarded into the boards by the penalty box, and immediately Jason Dickinson drops the gloves and goes at it. And it's just a big culture that this team is building, that they're going to stick up for each other. And they got a close group here in these first two games, and young guys really appreciate that. After the game, Connor Bedard talked about what it means to have these veterans around them for their group.
We're a tight group, and I think that's going to be huge for us this year. And I don't think people realize how much, you know, of course you gotta be good on the ice, but being good in the room makes your team so much better. And having the veterans and leaders we have mixed in with us younger guys, it's a good mix, and we've been getting along really well.
So Connor Bedard appreciating those veterans, and Bedard, now we can start to transition to him. I know it's been a couple minutes, but he's been super impressive, super mature at the age of 18, and he has done it, just everything that the Hawks have wanted. And he's going about it the right way, from my opinion, and a lot of others. He's pretty humble. He speaks well to the media. He knows that there's going to be a big frenzy. And he just goes about it the right way. In the preseason, he kept saying, well, if I make the team, I'd love to do this or that, or if I make the team. And it's just, everybody knows that he's going to make the team, but he's going at it like, hey, I'm a rookie. I got to go after this, and I got to earn my spot on the squad. And I think that's what makes him so great and what will make him great going forward. And he appreciates the veteran leadership. He's listening. He's always talking with Nick Foligno. Went to practice a few times in the preseason. He was always talking to Nick Foligno after drills or in between drills. So he's going about it the right way, and the Hawks got good veterans around him. Now we'll dive into a little bit more of Connor Bedard here. First two games, he's as good as advertised. I know everybody's been hyping him up, and maybe they're getting a little sick of talking about him, but this guy is the real deal. Again, on a point in his first game on a Donato goal, and second game in Boston, he gets his first goal.
Put it over to Kevin Korchinski along the left boards. Back to Jones between the circles. Back to Korchinski, Hawk line left wing. Head to Connor Bedard over the Bruin line. Drop past Donato to Bedard. Bottom of the right circle. Tough angle shot. Save made. Rebound. He scores! Connor Bedard's first National Hockey League goal. He did it on a wraparound. He beat Ullmark to the near post. And Bedard slipped it in behind him for the first National Hockey League goal of his career. May it be the first of 1,000. It's 1-0 Hawks. Somebody get that puck.
And Ryan Donato got the puck for Connor Bedard. And that was John Weideman's call heard on WGN Radio. John, one of the best in the business, absolutely nails the call that we're going to hear for many, many years to come. Connor Bedard scoring his first goal. And you could tell how competitive he is. The Hawks social media, Joe Brand put this out on social media last night. The Hawks social media, after game one, posted him with the puck with his first point, and he's standing there smiling. But last night, they posted him with his first goal puck, and he's just stone-cold, straight-faced, not happy that they lost. And that just shows his competitiveness as a young guy. In training camp, there was reports that when they would scrimmage and they lost, he wasn't happy. Nick Foligno said that, and he goes, I kind of like that a guy's that mad and that competitive, and he just wants to win. And I think that's why he'll fit in so well. Sometimes you'll get a star player who's kind of all about me, 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 and the stats. Connor Bedard is all about the team, and he's going to do what he can to help with the team. And, of course, he does want to score a good goal. In the preseason, the only goal he had was an empty netter. He led the team in points with 5 points. He had 4 assists and a goal, but he was not happy with that empty netter, and he was able to score a good goal, a pretty sick wraparound. He had a nice drop back pass to Ryan Donato, who gave it back to him, shot it on goal, loose puck behind the net, gets it, wraps it around, and beats Linus Ullmark of the Boston Bruins, the guy that won the Vezina Trophy last year. So that's how he scored his first goal. And of course, he wanted to at least get that one through, and he was very happy to have scored that first goal.
It was exciting. I mean, it's a big relief too. I think it's like, you know, you want to get one really bad to, you know, quick and kind of get that out of the way. But it was a really cool moment, cool building to do it in, and yeah, my family was here and everything. So yeah, it felt good for sure.
Yeah, you can hear how you can tell he's a little frustrated in that post game that they weren't able to pull out the win. But I think that's what's going to help the Hawks going forward. And this Hawks team, these first two games are exactly what they should be doing the rest of the year. They're going to be competitive. Every once in a while, they're going to pop and beat a team that they're not supposed to. But this is going to be a lot more fun to watch this year, a lot more competitive hockey, and it'll be a very fun season to watch. Second year of a rebuild, but you're going to start to see some of these guys like Bedard, Korchinski, and Reichel. Those are guys you can latch on to and see their growth and their improvement, as those guys could be guys on the next championship team. And to wrap up here, Taylor Hall did leave yesterday's game against Boston. His return to Boston took a hit. Some thought it was a blindside. Luke Richardson thought it was a blindside hit. He didn't have the puck. Foligno thought so as well. He's going to be week to week. That's what Luke Richardson says. He said he didn't know how long, but he was thinking more week to week. So that's a tough blow to the top line for the Hawks. Hopefully Taylor Hall can get healthy soon. Him, Bedard, and Ryan Donato have got a good chemistry on that top line. So hopefully Taylor Hall can be back soon. As who steps in on the top line, we don't know yet, but Andreas Athanasiou, who missed some time with sickness at the end of training camp, was playing on that fourth line. They bumped him up for a few shifts at the end of the game when they were trying to get back and score to tie the game up late in the third period against Boston. Lucas Reichel was playing with Connor Bedard. The Hawks want him to be working on being a center, but they moved him up to wing. And after the game, Luke Richardson said they're going to look at it all as a whole. Maybe Tyler Johnson moves up. But those are three guys that stepped up for Taylor Hall. But first two games, hockey is back. It's been a lot of fun. And hopefully this can keep on going. And the Hawks, early in the rebuild, but this is when you start to see the fun in the rebuild, where you'll see some pieces that will be going forward. Again, the Blackhawks' next game is on Saturday. They'll be in Montreal. It's Hockey Night in Canada. WGN has you covered on the radio side all season long. We will have every Hawks game for you on the local side. The Hawks, with Bedard, are playing in more nationally televised games, and sometimes on, it's hard to find, but always on 720 on your dial. John and Troy will be there, and Joe Brand as well on the pre, post, and intermissions. So Saturday, the Hawks are playing in Montreal, third game of the year, third out of five to start on the road. Pre-game with Joe Brand starts at 5:30. The Hawks in Montreal, John and Troy with the call at 6. It'll be fun. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this. I will talk to you all soon.